on the big travel day, 39 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving, partly cloudy with a high right around 60, low Thursday night down to 40. Chance of rain by Friday afternoon into Friday night with showers and maybe some thunderstorms through early Saturday before moving out of the way. And I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at, 63 degrees at kickoff with the rain chances 20% or less by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another man injured. Authorities say this happened in the 4200 block of Woodley Square Monday afternoon. A second man was taken to the hospital. At last check, he was listed in critical but stable condition. Montgomery police are also investigating a second shooting Monday afternoon that left a man with serious injuries. This happened in the 700 block of 7th Street. No arrests have been made in either case. And a prosecutor who led some of the state's highest profile corruption cases is no longer with the Attorney General's office. Matt Hart resigned on Monday. Hart led the case against former Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard. The reason for his resignation is unclear. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers. Made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
guys. Welcome back in 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. I've got Jack Campbell in the studio.
You know, I hadn't said all day.
How you doing?
Next mayor of the great city of Montgomery. I got Kim Williams in the studio.
Hello.
She's the mayor of the mortgage business.
Boy, she is. Mortgage lending right now is critical. You've got to have the right person right now. In a rising rate environment, and we're kind of entering into a rising rate environment, there's still time to get great deals. There's still people standing out there who need to refinance because they've got rates that are too high, or they got mortgage premium insurance or something out there that they need to get rid of. You know, things change. And you need to call every couple years, you know, really every year or two, and say, is it time for me to refinance?
Right. Time is of the essence. I mean, think about it. I mean, when you buy the house, you're at the maximum, you know, loan amount, right? Yeah. And the lowest value. I mean, typically values of houses rise, they appreciate, and the balance on your mortgage goes down. So the difference between the value and the amount you owe is called equity. And your equity is a big driver for cash out and your rate. Your rate depends on your equity.
Yeah.
And, of course, your private mortgage insurance if you have it. So refinancing is instrumental right now. We've got a lot of people refinancing. I mean, with the rates going up, what I'm seeing is a lot of, you know, homeowners are still taking advantage of the shorter term.
Right.
So going from the 30 to the 15 where they have 25 remaining, you know.
And they can do different. They don't have to do 30 or 15. They're different options available.
They can pick their term.
Yeah. And you guys do a good job with that. Not a lot of places do that.
15, 16, 17. I mean, you name it, we can do it.
Yeah.
And the appraisal?
Now you're throwing them in. You're giving them away.
Right.
They say nothing's free, but you say no, appraisals are free.
That's absolutely through us. Yeah. We give you a voucher it's a voucher that goes towards your closing costs and it pays for your appraisal.
Isn't that incredible?
It's amazing.
Yeah. And appraisals aren't cheap. They can cost
up to $525, depending on what program you go on.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, appraisals can be salty.
And like you said, I mean, deals are lost over less than $500.
Oh, my gosh. Deals are lost over $50. I've seen it happen.
Right.
I've seen people dig in their feet over $50 and say, I'm walking away. That's the art of the deal. That's what Trump said. You gotta have a number. You got to be willing to walk away if they don't meet your number. Have you ever read The Art of the Deal?
I have not.
You ought to. You do it all anyway. And you know, you try to, you know, the value.
I'm a mini Trump.
Every single dollar. You are a mini Trump.
Shoot.
You need to be, our first female president. If you handled our national debt the way I've seen you handle real estate deals and squeeze every nickel out of a real estate deal, because you want to save the customer money.
If that's not what it was all about, I would say game on.
You put pressure on everybody to make sure the borrower, the customer that walks in, the guy who calls you at 567-4223, you want him to save every single penny.
Absolutely, and I take it personally.
You do, and you get mad about it. I've seen you get fired up about it.
I really get fired up when, you know, you've got, most people do not have a wealth of knowledge about mortgages, whether it's buying or refinancing. That's why they call a professional. And they'll reach out, you know, maybe they've talked to another company, another faceless, you know, 1-800 guy sitting in a cubicle.
That, yeah.
But they're not offered the best terms, and they're not offered all the products that they qualify for. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you're going to get a licensed professional. You're going to get wholesale rates. You're going to get speedy, quick turn time. And you're going to have an advocate on your side. I mean, we are your advocate on the mortgage lending side.
We're going to go to the phones in a second. I want to talk about what's really important.
Let's talk about it.
That necklace is gorgeous.
Oh, well, thank you.
That is really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
I noticed that the moment you walked in.
I did clean it a little bit, but yeah.
That's absolutely beautiful. Anyway, I thought we'd mention
that. I saw it in Florida and said, you know.
Now's the time?
Well, there's never really a good time, but that was a good time for me. I'm like, I do everything for my daughter. It's about time I spend a little money on
it. Yeah, well, it's beautiful. You picked it out perfectly. Sergeant McCoy, you're on the air with Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Kim, I am a retired veteran.
Thank you.
I just purchased a second home about 6 months ago.
Yes, sir.
For the life of me, I do not know why I did not request a 15-year mortgage. I'm stuck with a 30-year mortgage. Is it too early to try to refinance to a 15-year mortgage program?
Absolutely not.
Maybe I should be giving you a call after the show then. Okay, thank you.
Hey, give me a call. I'll be at the office in about 45 minutes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
567-4223, that is the number, 567-4223. And look, if people aren't sure, that's the time to call. That's the time to call.
Right, you're not sure, you want an answer. That's what we're going to provide you.
Because when they call you, one of the great things about you, and I tell people this all the time, not just on the air, but other people, when they say, you know, do I really need to call her? Yeah. I knew I wanted to buy a house in the next year or so. Had I not called you, I probably would have been put off another year. Because there were a couple of easy, simple things that were absolute no-brainers that I wasn't even thinking of that put me in a position. I mean, you raised my credit score through no effort at all. Just a couple of small things you told me, do this instead of that. You raised my credit score 70 or 80 points, and I qualified for a better loan than I otherwise would have gotten.
Lower down payment,
yeah.
Better rate, yep.
I mean, and it was as simple as don't carry so much on your credit card. Go ahead and... You know, it just don't put so much on it, and do, I mean, just little things.
That's part
little,
of what
tiny
we do.
Things.
We do it every day, Baron. You wouldn't believe how many.
And it was so funny because you get the little apps and you can tell what your credit score is, and it would be like, I don't remember the numbers, but like say it's a 500 or 400. What's 600, 650. But it went to like 720 or something in like 6 months.
Absolutely.
Because, and I mean, we didn't make any more money. We didn't spend any more or less money. It was just
knowledge.
Doing a couple of habit things different, doing it differently, and it made a tremendous difference, and it put us in a house at a great price, and I thank you for it.
And I thank you for believing in us.
Yeah.
But you know, knowledge is power, and you had the knowledge, like you said, you didn't do anything different. I mean, same income was coming out, and the same expenses were coming in, same expenses going out. You just restructured how you paid things and where your priorities were, and it makes a huge impact on your credit. But again, if you don't do this day in and day out, you're not expected to know that.
Yeah.
And that's why you pick up the phone and you call Alabama Home Mortgage.
Well, tell them about the website, too. You have one of the best websites in the mortgage business, national, local, doesn't matter. You can do your entire application online. It's safe. It's encrypted. It's secure. It stays right here locally. You don't send it over to China or India to get
no,
a determination.
Sir.
You guys make that call here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yep. It's alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And click on the blink link.
You blink because it's fast.
It's quick.
It doesn't
take
you time at all. And you can save it as you go. So if you just got a few minutes here, a few minutes there, but it really is a 10-minute probably thing. And then you guys will have a quick, short phone chat, and away they'll be on their way to closing.
What's really slick is, you know, we've been talking about it for so long, just go on there and you apply. But that, you know, that engine is so much more powerful than we even give it credit. You can apply. You click to pull your credit. You can upload your documents there.
Yeah.
You know, you can upload them, and they're exported directly to me. So, I mean, again, it's quick, it's fast, it's very user-friendly. So give it a try. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the blink link, or pick up the phone and give us a call at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. NMLS 372-3374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
There's a difference in mortgage lenders.
Oh, you bet there is.
It matters who you call.
There is a difference in
mortgage
lenders.
And it could cost you money the rest of your life if you don't call Kim Williams. It could hurt you forever.
Yeah, make one smart decision today, that's for sure. Call Alabama Home Mortgage.
All right, guys, 16 minutes after 11. Kim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Kim.
We always love it. Always time well spent.
Thank you, Mayor.
Lines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14 karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Welcome back into News and Views. 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron
Coleman. How you doing?
We're here with you every single day. Carolyn comes on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Uttered like 8 words this week.
She did. I'm very proud of her. I'll turn her microphone on, but she just very rarely gets up to it. Our number, 272-9228. It is a holiday week, and we will not be here tomorrow. If you're just tuning in and didn't catch the announcement yesterday or earlier today, Jack Campbell and I taking tomorrow off. The rest of the Blue Water family will be in tomorrow, but this show will be on a replay from 9 to 12. So if you tune in tomorrow and hear us talking about something from a week or two ago, don't text me and say, "Why are you talking about that? That happened 2 weeks ago. Don't you know that turned out differently?" Listen, not every prediction we make is accurate. We're not in the prediction business, though I do make good predictions. I do make good predictions. And we recommend great services. Guys, this third hour, every day, brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check Cole Plumbing out online, coleplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook. Anywhere you go in the River Region, if you can hear me over the air, Cole Plumbing will come to you and fix whatever is your problem. And if you see somebody digging through the yard or digging up the foundation or knocking down walls,
scream like that woman in that commercial.
I'm telling you what, just get away from that company. Okay, you call Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Proprietary pipeline. But Baron, why does Cole Plumbing not have to dig? Because they developed proprietary pipelining technology. That's why. But Baron, surely I couldn't trust my house to that. Guys, multi-million dollar projects trust their pipelining technology to Cole Plumbing. Like the $100 million Auburn High School sitting on top of Cole Plumbing's proprietary pipelining technology. If it's good enough for a gigantic line coming into a high school like that, then it's good enough for your house, I promise. It's good enough for your house. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl.
You know what the answer is.
You call on Cole.
Oh, by goodness.
You call on Cole. Every now and then I get a text that makes me laugh.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't, but that one was funny. Talking about our replay show. All right, let's go to the phones. 272-9228 if you want to get in, Clint.
Hey, good day, guys and ladies.
Happy Thanksgiving, Clint.
Same to you. That's why I call. Hope you guys have a nice, safe, and happy Thanksgiving.
I appreciate that, Clint. That means a lot. I hope you, you know, there's a lot of temptations when you quit drinking. And one of them is holidays. The next 6 weeks are going to be make or break for you, brother. You know that, right?
Oh no, sure. I got it made.
Yeah, don't give in as the eggnog starts getting spiked with bourbon and the champagne starts flowing and all that. You keep it on the straight and narrow, brother.
I don't like eggnog.
Who doesn't like eggnog? Really,
a lot of people.
What?
Yeah.
And I don't like cranberry sauce either.
Well, I could do that.
The hell's wrong with you, Clint? Cranberry sauce? You don't like cranberry sauce?
Oh, yes.
No, sure.
Like real cranberry sauce. Not, I mean, you know, like I make great cranberry sauce from scratch. Starting with frozen cranberries, brown sugar, little shot of bourbon, some vanilla. That's a great
thing. Hell, you put vanilla in it?
Just a splash? It sets off the bourbon.
I'm sick of that.
It's so good. I'm not talking about that cranberry sauce with rings around the outside of it from Ocean Spray.
Ocean Spray.
Ugh. Don't yeah. Listen. You don't have to do that to yourself.
I've had one that has like orange zest in it and cranberries, and it's really good.
You got to try mine. It's got enough bourbon in it. Now the bourbon cooks off, but the bourbon flavor, like the alcohol cooks off, but the flavor.
Yeah,
it's got
flavor to it. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
gotta have that.
Really good. Hey, good.
All right,
call, thank you.
All right, Trent. Thanks for the call.
Trent.
Clint. Why'd I say Trent? I don't know.
Thinking about those 15th century councils, 16th century councils, I guess.
Thinking about that naked guy, hippie holler. Maybe his name was Trent. I don't know.
Cranky.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
How you doing?
Hey, doing good. Happy Thanksgiving, since you guys won't be around tomorrow. And gosh, you'll probably be slacking and not even be there Thursday, too, I'm guessing.
You know, I think we're probably going to take Thursday also, yeah.
Well, hey, what the heck.
But hey, at our house, we don't eat till 2, so we could probably squeeze a show in if we needed to.
A shout out, a word of encouragement to Clint, or, you know, this is Ray, or you can call me Jay. Congratulations on sobriety, and Thursday it'll be 12 years for me, and if I can do it, he can do it. Wish
wow,
him the
that's
best.
Great. That is great.
You know who else was in the news, Cranky, talking about sobriety? Ernie Finley, the chief of police in Montgomery, had a great piece on WSFA talking about how he hadn't taken a drink in 20 years.
Wow.
Well, all right. I'm 8 years behind him.
Yeah, you'll get there, though. You'll get there.
Hey, listen, y'all take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Some people don't mix with alcohol. They got no business looking at it, much less drinking it.
I read an article that y'all would both find interesting on Fox News website about Amy Winehouse. And she dated a guy named Blake something, who was a 22-year-old photographer. Mm-hmm. And he was in London, and they met kind of happen chance, and they fell in love, and he has released a bunch of photographs because he's a photographer. They lived in St. Lucia for a while. He has all these photos of Amy Winehouse, and what a great, sweet person she was with a big heart, and how she was aware of her addiction, and in fact when she died the coroner said there was nothing, her system was clean,
her body just gave out,
I guess. But anyway, y'all should go and read it.
Let me tell you,
very good article.
She lived a hard life.
Yeah,
she lived a hard life, and I, you know, I don't know. You can't tell about somebody's past based on their present, but I just got to believe her growing up was not easy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to drink and flooze around the way she did, there's just got to be something in her past. That's just not standard behavior. And she's a warning to a lot of people. You know, you get famous at a young age and you're not able to handle it and you get all that money. You know why a lot of people structure those trusts? You got to be 30, 35 when you get the money?
Yeah, because that's when you go into depression and everything else. These child actors and actresses and musicians.
The best thing for any child that hits it big like that would be for their agent and their parents to lock that money up till they're 30 or 35.
Like a Rebecca Black type that does Friday, which... did we come into that today?
No, we didn't come in because it's Tuesday.
Oh, hell, I forget. Because it's not Friday.
Well, Friday's in 3 days.
You know, Jim. I know. I get it now. Thanks, Baron. Thanks much. I was a little thrown off. But I wonder how much she made off that song.
I don't know. But, I mean, it's not just them. I mean, some of them handle it, and some of them don't. She didn't handle it well at all.
Like Jay North, who was like Dennis the Menace, and, you know, people like...
Then you have people like Opie.
Who's done very well.
Who's done extremely well. So it's not that money destroys you.
No.
You've got to have the... I mean, and frankly, Justin Bieber started making stupid money when he was young, and he seems to be successful. I actually hate myself. I was listening to a song on the radio the other day, and I was like, I really like this song. Who sings this? It was a Beeb song. I shazammed it.
In some of those cases where those kids are turn out all messed up, they have all this... parental greed and exploitation of their children, and that messes you up.
Jackson 5 stuff right there.
Oh my gosh, what a tragic family.
You're telling me. Now, even when she covered songs, she did it better than anybody else. Her voice was just flawless. I mean, just flawless. I could listen to her forever. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Fresh cut Fraser fir Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay hydrated from the moment we receive them until you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 7 foot fresh cut tree, just $54.95 while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths and garland for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Brace yourself, I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Bunny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All we have to do is stay awake until 9:30. Oh. All right, 9.
Friday on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, much cooler day underway today. I think the clouds hang in till about midday, but gradual clearing later. High temperature will be hard-pressed to make the upper 50s today, but northwest winds at 10 to 15 will make it seem cooler. Clear, cold tonight, low 38. Tomorrow's high around 60. Plenty of sunshine on the big travel day, 39 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving, partly cloudy with a high right around 60. Low Thursday night down to 40. Chance of rain by Friday afternoon into Friday night with showers and maybe some thunderstorms. through early Saturday before moving out of the way. And I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at, 63 degrees at kickoff with the rain chances 20% or less by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
I wake up to this song every day. This is my alarm. So when my alarm goes off, this starts. I usually only get about half a measure into it. Then I reach over there and grab it real fast. I never get to the lyrics.
Because you're so diligent about jumping out of bed.
No, I used to wake up to "You Know I'm No Good" from Amy Winehouse. And then,
And you found yourself suicidal at night.
No, I found my... when you wake up to the same song every day, you find yourself not liking it. Because it's like, hey, welcome to the world. Your sleep is over. And so I got off of there before.
That's why I have a morbid fear of overhead lights. My father would come in every morning to wake me up for school and flip on the overhead light.
Oh, gosh, that's cruel and unusual.
I hated his guts. Because my father was a chipper type,
Oh, no, a morning person?
Yeah. Rise and shine.
Come on, Campbell, get up. That kind of stuff?
Except the three times he had to come in and tell me somebody or some dog was dead.
Jack.
I remember those three times like it was yesterday.
He'd come in all sad and somber and sour.
Yeah, I need to tell you something.
Fifi didn't make it.
No, Fuzzy got run over on Near Lane Road. He was 12, he was chasing it, and there you have it.
And he caught it.
Well, we should have had him fixed, but back then people didn't fix their dogs.
What, would you go out there and shoot it?
What do you mean? He got run over.
Oh, fixed. You mean broken. I thought you meant fixed, like you should mend the dog after.
No, like you should cut their testicles.
That's
off.
Broken. That's not fixing it. It was working just fine, which is why he was running down the street trying to find a mate. Fixed means you take a system and you improve it.
I like that he had the fight in him till the end. he was a cool dog.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friends over at New Look Decorating, Benjamin Moore, high quality paints. I mean, look. You could go buy paint just about anywhere. I mean, any box store has paint and all that stuff. But if you want high-quality paints, if you want your place looking good, if you want a paint that'll last, that the color won't fade and it's easy, they get to can wash it and get stuff. Listen, go to Benjamin Moore. Go to New Look Decorating. High-quality paints. They're on the Atlanta Highway. Right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. That is where New Look Decorating is. That's where you'll find people like Brian Carr and Brett Lanham, the most excited people you have ever seen talk about paint. These people love paint. They know paint. They know the paint inside and out. Bam, bam, bam. I use a painting contractor. Well, guess what? Your painting contractor can go to Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating and get high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Paints that, in many cases, were produced and mined. The minerals were mined right here in the state of Alabama. It is an incredible paint. You don't believe me? Go by and get a sample. You go by and pick up a sample of that Regal paint, throw it on the wall. You tell me. I'm telling you, you'll notice a difference. My own mother recently redid her entryway. It's beautiful. It's absolutely stunning. Benjamin Moore paints. It would not have been as stunning had she used another paint. The color wouldn't have been as deep and rich and beautiful. And I mean, it's almost, it's hard to explain.
Did Joyce paint it herself?
Hell no.
I didn't think so.
She called a painting contractor, but told him to go get Benjamin Moore paints.
Yeah.
And you can do that. They got decorators on staff the whole nine yards. Go to New Look Decorating and give me a chance. Our number 272-9228. 272-9228. That's not to say my mother couldn't paint. Let me tell you this. She can do anything she puts her mind to. She used to paint.
She's a tenacious one.
She is. She used to paint. She painted a whole house, ceilings and all. One time.
That's why she's got
a contractor. And has been hiring painting contractors ever since. Did you say Raul or Paul? Ralph? Who's this?
Who? Ralph.
Yeah. What's up?
Are you there?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And so are you.
Hello.
Hey,
Ralph.
You got one
Ralph.
More shot, Ralph. Give it to us, or whatever your name
Hello?
Is.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Talk. All right, to hell with
Ralph. Couldn't hear us. for some inexplicable reason. I don't know that Ralph has ever called before.
I don't know that his name was Ralph. I couldn't hardly understand.
Well, he did say
him.
Ralph.
When he kind of sounded like he said Raul.
Well, maybe he did say, but he would have said Raul.
Well, but he's redneck, so he could have said Raul.
Nobody redneck his name Raul. Name Raul.
Maybe. Maybe. You know, I have a...
People do misspell names on birth certificates, though.
Some of them do it on purpose. I have a... I have a 10-page piece here in front of me for the from the Atlantic. It's my guilty liberal pleasure. I love reading the Atlantic. I can't help it. I love the quality of the journalism. I'm not saying I agree with it. Most of it, I totally, flatly disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the writing is top-notch. It really, really is a well-written publication. It's Ralph. Is he going to know he's on? Hell, I started another story. He's going to have to tighten up. He's got to wait.
Well, it may have been technology.
Here is the headline in the piece by The Atlantic. And I was surprised how much I agreed with this. It's called The Democrats' White People Problem. Now, we have heard as Republicans that we have a minority problem, that minorities don't like the Republican Party. And for the most part, that's true. And for some parts, they have reason not to. And we'll get into that. This was authored by Joan C. Williams, a professor and director for the Center for Work-Life Law at the University of California Hastings College of Law.
Good God.
I know, that's a tough title right there.
And a stupid subject matter. Work-life?
I don't know what that means. I honestly don't
neither
know what
does
work-life
she.
Law is. She's the author of White Working Class and the co-author with Rachel Dempsey of What Works for Women at Work. This is a liberal. This is a liberal. Here's how she opens her piece. This is what caught my eye, not the headline, the first paragraph. It opens with a quote from Steve Bannon. It says, "I want them to talk about racism every day." Steve Bannon, President Donald Trump's former strategist, told the American Prospect last year, "If the left is focused on race and identity and we go with economic nationalism, we can crush Democrats." Bannon was tapping into an old American tradition. As early as the 1680s, powerful white people were serving up racism to assuage the injuries of class, elevating the status of white indentured servants over that of enslaved black people. Some two centuries later, W.E.B. Du Bois observed that poor white people were compensated partly by a public and psychological wage, the wage of whiteness, as the historian David Roediger memorably put it. These wages pit people of different races against one another, averting a coalition based on a shared economic interest. I was hooked by that point. I couldn't stop reading this piece. And I can't recommend it highly enough to you. It's written by a liberal with real advice to liberals on how to defeat Republicans. For that reason, I wish nobody would ever read it, because it would work. If the Democrat Party stopped their classism and, most importantly, racism, and she recognizes it, that it's the left that's actually become more racist than the white, and she's correct in noticing that. And again, she's a liberal trying to give them an antidote for losing to a guy like Donald Trump. She's answering the question, how did the left lose to Donald Trump? And the answer is, quite simply, they got so focused on infighting and racism and all the other stuff that white working class people said, wait a minute. I am sick and tired of people on the left, Democrats, saying, well, once the white people all die off, we'll be able to have the country we want. And then Democrats remain shocked when white people, who were told the best quality they have is that one day they will perish, their mortality is the best quality they have, you're shocked when people don't go out there and vote for people who are waiting on them to die.
So basically, your message is all wrong, Democrats.
The Democrat message is all wrong. And she makes great points. She points out in here about the disparity of incomes, about all the different things that drove people to Trump. Not one of them was anxiety. But I want you to listen to this, because you keep hearing this, and this is the message Democrats are selling the country. This is their message. And when I read this, you go, yeah, I guess that is their message. Especially you Democrats. that are listening, and liberals. I want you to listen very carefully to what she says here on page 4. Why not just wait for the white working class to die off, asked an audience member at last year's Berkeley Festival of Ideas. I get this question a lot, and I always reply, do you now understand why they voted for Trump? Your attitude is offensive, and Trump is their middle finger. As the United States moves toward becoming a majority-minority nation, some on the left have come to believe that Democrats will be rescued by demography, that the party can ignore the white working class and focus instead on communities of color and young people and single women of all races. This is wishful thinking. First, the U.S. won't be majority-minority until about 2045. If you think Democrats or the country can survive this degree of political chaos for a quarter of a century, I don't know what to tell you. Second, geography matters, and this is the important part. This is the part I wish you wouldn't point out. Minorities aren't equally distributed throughout the country. Voters of the rural and Rust Belt whites are overrepresented because of the design of the Electoral College and the Senate. And this is why the left is pushing to get rid of the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Because they know that small states are becoming whiter and more conservative. But each state gets a bonus vote towards presidency because of the design of the Electoral College. So Wyoming,
so that keeps San Francisco and New York
in check.
And Atlanta from electing the president.
Right. And it gives Wyoming 3 votes towards the presidency. 3 out of 500 and whatever it is, 540. 538, I guess it is. It gives them 3 votes. Even though their population would dictate that they get about a quarter of a vote. They get 3. They are way overrepresented in the Electoral College. And liberals want to get rid of the Electoral College because of this.
Right.
Because liberals are all concentrating themselves in the same states. They're all moving to New York and California. Second, geography matters, she says. I'll read that again. Most voters aren't equally distributed throughout the country. Minority voters aren't equally distributed throughout the country. The votes of the rural and Rust Belt whites are overrepresented because of the Electoral College and the Senate. Moreover, even in 2040, 37 states will remain majority white. State legislatures control redistricting, which influences the composition of the House of Representatives, as well as important areas of social policy like education. Are Democrats really willing to give up on most states? This is a fantastic piece. I don't want liberals to read this piece.
Well, they're so stupid, they're not going to take her advice.
Of course they're not. But it's worked up to this point. They've been able to fool particularly young and dumb people into believing that Republicans are racist. They're not. Now, they do have a problem with race. They do. Republicans have a problem with race right now. But it's not a reality. It's not because they're racist. It's because they've not marketed their positions particularly well.
You know, if Republicans were racist, they would, none of them would have ever run to the political camps of Ben Carson and who's the other guy that ran before, the Godfather's guy?
I know what you're talking about. Herman Cain.
Yeah. Republicans flock to them. White Republicans. They really like... I think white people want to have well-spoken and conservative black folks in the party. I do. And I, there used to be some when I was on the Republican County Executive Committee who were on that committee. There was a guy named Joe Merriweather who was a career postman. He delivered my mail when I was a kid. And in his late years, he was elected to the county. Or back then you didn't get elected, but he joined the Republican County Executive Committee, and he was a very good member, and we all love that, because all of us know that there are conservative African Americans out there who would make very good Republicans, and so when people say Republicans are racist, I'm like, what evidence do you have of that?
There's none. There's right. none. But they do have a marketing problem. They
oh,
do
yeah.
Marketing.
There's no
so
doubt.
It's a very real problem that minorities view Republicans as a party with which they cannot...
Right. That we're hostile.
Yeah. That they cannot put up with them. They just can't. And that's a problem. But that's a marketing problem. That's not a policy problem. That's not a reality problem. Our number is 272-9228. It's 46 minutes after 11 o'clock. Ralph? Or
yes, sir.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, you hear us now. Good.
Yeah, it's Ralph. Just a short note. I was in a small business the other day talking to a young lady, and she said she didn't know why there was so much division in the country. And I asked her, I said, are you a socialist? She said, well, no. And I said, well, that's one reason. There's a bunch of them. I said, do you believe in equal income? She said, well, I went to college. Why should I? I said, well, there's people out there pushing equal income. And I said, well, maybe we are divided. And she finally agreed with me. But appreciate your show. I listen.
Hey, thank you, Ralph.
Much.
I appreciate it, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks a bunch.
Our number 272928, Derek.
Hey, Baron, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Hey, getting to Jack's point a few minutes ago, you know, I was a huge Herman Cain supporter because I've been listening to Neil Bortz for so many years, and I thought that he was like the only guy that had a chance to beat Obama. So I think it was disgraceful what they did to him, you know, to get him out of the race. And then as far as Ben Carson goes, he was my number one pick when they all started running, and finally after I realized he wasn't going to get close, I just said to myself, you know, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because we're going to get screwed no matter who wins, and I just want to be entertained. Who would have thought that it would turn out the way it did and he would be such a great president, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
that's the only point I had.
I appreciate that. It's an excellent point. I appreciate you calling and making it, Derek. Thank you.
Thank you.
12 minutes till the top of the hour. Our number 272928. I have my lovely dog Molly with me here today. I wish she would bark or say something on air, but she doesn't bark. She would bark if somebody busted in the studio, but no one's done that yet.
Well, or rang a doorbell if we had one.
Yeah.
Does your dog bark at doorbells?
Well, I could probably pull up a doorbell sound.
You think she'll?
I don't know. I'll try. Let me pull up
my dog would
here.
Run to the door wanting to greet whoever it was.
Bell sound. Let's see if I can find one.
Well, of course you can.
This is kind of a ringing bell.
No.
Doorbell?
Doorbell. Type in doorbell.
Doorbell sound?
Yes.
I want her to talk. I mean, she's only here so often. Oh, here we go. Is that? Okay, let me try that out loud. So I'm about to kill the microphones. We'll see if she barks. Did she bark? Did she jump up? Oh, Moo! I'm so happy. Did she really? Oh, that's wonderful. Now, if somebody knocks on our door at home, she goes crazy.
Really?
Oh,
you want me to knock?
Oh, she did. Didn't she bark?
She barked.
That is awesome. Yeah, that's what I hear all night at like 2 in the morning. Some kid upstairs gets up to go to the bathroom, and I hear that. She hears footsteps. Boop, 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 boop. Hey, Moo, it's okay. It's okay. Our number, 272922. Randall?
Hey, well, folks pay big money for that, man. I mean, you got an automatic alarm, so you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. She is not going to harm anybody. The pistols I sleep next to might, but she will not.
Well, she'll get you up where you can, you know, have a half a step
ahead. That's it. I mean, all she is about a 2-second warning. You're about to get ambushed.
My dog saved me one night.
That's true.
So did. I sure remember. Man, and not jumping ship or nothing. It is, I guess, a post-Friday, a pre-Friday. You kind of spoke a little rushing yesterday morning. Anything to that before you leave for vacation?
Russian.
Yeah, yesterday morning when you come on air.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
We'll get there.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving,
y'all.
Thank you, Randall.
Thank
y'all. Thanks for everything. We'll see y'all.
Let's see if we can make her talk again. I love that. That's my dog, Molly. My dog, Molly. Jack, is her coat not beautiful right now?
It's beautiful.
Carolyn, beautiful coat?
Yes.
Stunningly beautiful coat. You know why?
You can say yes again where they can hear you, Carolyn.
Yes.
It's a beautiful coat. And I'm telling you, they're not just saying that. They commented on it before I brought it up. Her coat is shiny. It's almost like a... It's almost got a sheen.
Sheen.
Beautiful.
Big word.
I go to 4 Healthy Pets. where they care about your pets and they care about your dogs and cats. And over at 4 Healthy Pets, she told me about a new formula they had in on the Farmina pet brands. Now, it looks like the pet brand name is N&D because it's this gigantic N&D logo on it. It stands for nutritious and delicious. But it has coconut and pumpkin and a few other things in there. Chia seeds, I think, something else. But it's got different kinds of meats, chicken and fish and all this stuff. It helps the coat, and it really did make a difference on Molly's coat. She has a beautiful, soft, really lovely coat. She's such a joy to pet, and doesn't get tangled. It's just a totally different dog. I mean, it's just incredible. Go to 4 Healthy Pets. Tell them what you're looking for, all right? Tell them what you're looking for, and they're going to help get you there. They're going to help get you there. Tell them what kind of dog you have, all that kind of stuff. Go to 4 Healthy Pets. They're on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. I was just there yesterday. I saw at 4 Healthy Pets Eddie Bader from the Goody Goodson Group. I saw Teresa.
Because why? Who listens?
Everybody. And a listener came in. I was talking to Teresa, and this random, and he's a nice guy. Random guy comes in. He says, I recognize your voice. And I said, oh, yeah? He goes, I listened to you on the radio. I said, okay, well, thanks for coming to shopping our advertisers. So if you're there, so I didn't catch his name. If you're there, I might have, but I
you know, I always catch.
I know. But if you're there, good sir, I appreciate you coming out to one of our sponsors, meeting you. It was actually excellent. 4 Healthy Pets Online is FOR, the preposition, not the number. 4 Healthy Pets Online. And man, I cannot believe it's 7 minutes to the top of the hour.
Well, you know, and you go there, and the last 10 times I've been. There's lots of people in there.
Oh, yeah. People love them.
And, you know, because Teresa's so engaging and fun and helpful.
Yeah. She's great. It's a great store. Get by there. They're on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. 7 till the top of the hour. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
White Campagnolo at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week, second to none. It's a Campagnolo and a white sauce, got the bow tie pasta, the cherry tomatoes, chicken. It's a dynamite dish, people. Dynamite dish. Get by there for the special. You can pair it with a salad for $9. You get a slice of pie. When I say slice of pie, I mean like a quarter of a medium pizza. And a salad for $9. You can also, at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, get a slice of lasagna and a salad for $9. Those are lunch specials.
Yeah.
Or you can order off the regular menu. Or you can get a whole pie. Or you can get a calzone or a stromboli or one of their sandwiches. Their sandwiches are to die for. That bread they put, that focaccia bread they put on, it is incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely
good.
Incredible, incredible. The appetizers, you know, check out that garlic crostini. Check out the antipasta board. That's where I would start. I would go get the antipasta board. Maybe this time of year, get the creamy campagnola with a salad and finish it off with a calzone.
We had the red pepper dip last night.
Isn't it amazing? Oh, it's a roasted red pepper dip, but it eats like a cheese dip.
It's almost a pimento cheese
flavor. Yeah, and it's thick. It's like, I can't describe it. It's a really, really dynamite dish. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get the opportunity, and when you do. Jack, what are you thankful for this year? It's our last show before Thanksgiving.
I think I'm thankful for a lot of things, but, you know, being able to get up and have a place to go every day, and except Thursday sometimes a pain in the ass, but I love coming here. I love our listeners. I love that I've had pretty good health this year. I had a little scare with my foot back in May, but sought medical attention right away, and I'm pretty cool now. And, you know, just, you know, that I have some family members, you know, still cousins and niece and great niece and a lot of friends. And, you know, if this mayor's thing doesn't work, well, it doesn't work. But
I'm thankful you're going to run. Well, but I just let the cat out of the bag.
No.
Well, good, Jay. I'm thankful for a lot of things. Family.
And I'm thankful that I have a place to go for Thanksgiving because my parents are dead and my brother's dead.
And a lot of people don't.
You know, my niece will always invite me. But I have a good friend, Jimmy Reynolds, who's kind of an orphan, too. And he invites me. And
well, not only that, he doesn't like turkey. So that's my kind of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, shrimp and pasta.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a real Thanksgiving right there. I'm thankful for friends and family, this radio family, obviously. It's been a good year. It's been a good year. It's been a great year, actually. And I we'll look forward to doing it again next Thanksgiving.
If they let us.
They're not going to kick us out of here.
Why do you know?
We're not going.
You know Rick.
Yeah, I know, but he's not going to get, you know.
He's kind of like Emery. He blows up and then it's over.
You know? listen.
That's that Italian in him.
I'm also thankful for people like Dan Morris. I'm thankful for Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Rich Thomas, Carol.
We do have a good Blue
Emily.
Water family.
Oh, it's incredible. The Blue Water family, all the stations, all the employees around here, all the on-air personalities. It takes a lot of people to make a station like this run.
Yeah.
And
salespeople.
Oh, salespeople.
Keep us on.
Yeah. Advertisers, I'm thankful for every one of our advertisers.
Yeah, we've become friends with all of them.
Yeah, great, great folks. Guys, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I will not be here tomorrow. Jack will not be here tomorrow. The rest of the show goes on. 13 hours of live local talk radio every day. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that because I get to listen to it. Anyway, you guys have a good Thanksgiving. We'll be back after the holiday. And
we'll be able to say once again, hi, you darn.
Yeah, we'll start the Christmas music after